Our Father and our Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you because of the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, which King of all the glory he shed on the cross, so that we may be washed clean. Thank you, King of all the glory, because of this time that we are going to sit down and listen from you, King of all the glory. Pray the Lord, may you use me as your vessel to reach your children, King of all the glory. May you speak to us in a voice that we may all understand. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sit down. Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. I want to take this opportunity to thank our Heavenly God for giving me an opportunity to come to be with you or to share the Word of God with you. I cannot take it for granted. Sitasema ati hile tu kawaida yetu ya Anglican. It is a must for me to stand in the youth's pulpit to speak the Word of God. But I'm saying he has taken the word of, the wonderful hand of our Lord. I also want to thank our Lord Dean in his absence, but our sister will take my thanks to him for allowing me to come here to share the word of God with the youth. Also, I want to thank our leader Mary for allowing me here. I know she's your leader. She is the one who was assigned to be here, but now today she's sitting down when I'm also talking to you. So I thank you also for coming to church and for being here to listen to the word of the Lord so that we may be blessed together. Thank you, our dear brothers and sisters who have given their presentation. I was not hearing very clearly because of this thing. So you come home and say, English at the same or whatever, like in Saudi, English I gave to some. But thank you for the good thing that you are doing. God bless you. My name is Reverend Sylvia Sikaine Jackson. I'm from the day, and I love Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. So I'm from Mexico City, Max in Famago. How many have ever seen me? Apart from Isaac. Most of Isaac. So you people, you know me. You know me. Majority of you know me. I, apart from Isaac and my brother Brian, because those we have so much come across, very close, so I know they know me very well. Isaac, we used to live the same place. They don't know what I can do to. So maybe Isaac have not seen me for some time. So I'm from Machado. But I'm standing in these daughters of Mount Kenya South. I'm a Maasai by my word. By
profession.
No, it's not a professor.
Yeah, it's a boga. Kwevita is true. Nina doka kwa familia ambayo ni waoga, eh? So there's a toroga. Anyway, so I'm a Maasai. But I thank God that he has given me an opportunity to serve in this thousand. I can speak Kikuyu and any other language Kenyans speak. Okay? Can speak any other language that Kenyans speak. How many tribes in Kenya? How many tribes nowadays we have in Kenya? Eh? How many? Nowadays, how many tribes do we have in Kenya? Najua nyingi umesoma history just the other day. Sasa mimi history kama inanisahau nasahau. How many tribes do we have in Kenya nowadays? Mimi ni last year 42. Sasa speed iongezeke ikakuwa gani? Sasa iko 43. Ni gani iongezeka kweli? Ati Wahindi. Ama wa China?
Eh, wa China.
Anyway. Okay, now I can speak any other language. Mana nikikaa na wewe nitajua lugha. As long as you are Kenyan, nitaminana kuongea lugha ile unaongea. So that is me, and I'm married to the Reverend Jackson, Jackson, Ntena, Kopai. I'm a mother of three children, two daughters, and one son.
And I thank God because of that. So I think now you know more about me. Okay? What else do you want to know about me? What else do you want to know about me? Najua mimi napenda watu ambao tunaongea, tunawasiliana. Eh? Ati asiuseme tu na sauti na nitasema. Vile nimefika mpaka nikaolewa. Anyway. Ama vile nimeenda mpaka nikaambiwa mchungaji. Eh? Ati yeye hata mimi am interested kujua nimekuwa je mchungaji. Unajua it is by the grace of God. Eh? It is by the grace of
God.
Because I'm coming from a tribe ambayo hawajawahi sikia mwanamke ambaye ni mchungaji. The time I was going for my theological college, kila mtu alikuwa anafunga niko mwenda wazimu. Kwa na niuliza wewe mama isikia mwanamke mchungaji? Eh? So you see it is by the grace of God that I am a mchungaji. So we thank God for that. So we have read the word of God, and I want us to talk about dreams. To talk about dreams. Who can define a dream? Who can define a dream? What is a dream? What is a dream? Who can tell me what is a dream? Nani ataniambia dream ni nini? Wewe unafikiria ni nini? Youth, nimewaambia youth si watu wa kupreachiwa. Ni watu ambao tutaweza soma pamoja, si ndivyo? We are learning together. What is a dream? Wewe mwenyewe kwa mawazo yako, what do you think a dream is? Tell me what is a dream, please. Na ngoja niambiwe ni nini inaitwa dream. Wewe sema kwa lugha ile unaelewa, hata kama ni kwa Kikuyu ama ile lugha yako. Ninajua tumechanganyikana, it's a town church, so I know we have different kinds of people, all from our tribes. So you can tell me in the language that you understand well. What is a dream? He found so many things which tries to
the obstacles to his journey. And so, first of all, we are told he found a meat which are cooking themselves. So najua tuna creating stories ambazo ni tuna fikiria vile zinaweza kuwa akakuta nyama that are cooking themselves. Na hizi nyama zinaongea, zikamwambia kudas ama utukoroge na ukule moja. And he told the meat, let me first of all go. When I come back, I will do that. He went and found so many things, good things, not bad things. And he had akakutana na kitu kingine kizuri, akamwambia usifanye hivi, alafu ufanye hivi. Now the last one, maana nakata the long story short, the last one, alipofika kule, akaambiwa ni nyumba gani utalala. Which house do you want to spend your night? And he akapewa option. Akaambiwa kuna nyumba ya viroboto na kuna nyumba ya wasichana. Let us see, this was a man. Kuna nyumba ya wasichana. Si Mungu atasema siwezi lala ya viroboto, nitalala ile ya wasichana? Maana huko ndio kuna joto, huko ndio kuna wale pesa wakatia. You the will, are we together? Yeye akasema, lakini the man, because he was focused. There was all flies. Na akaenda akapewa ya wasichana. Hakupewa ya flies. Unaona sasa yeye ametaka ya flies, ya flies. Lakini alipewa the good house. So he slept. When he woke up, akaambiwa, kata hii kitu. Na kitu walikuwa wakakata. Kata hii kitu. Alipokata, ng'ombe zikatoka. Ng'ombe zikatoka. Mbuzi zikatoka. Ngamia zikatoka. Vitu zote mzuri zikatoka. And the man became rich. Na akaenda nyumbani na ng'ombe zake, na kondoo zake, na kila kitu kizuri. And when the brother saw this thing, and all this wealth, he asked the brother, where did you get this? Akamwambia, nikimwambia, when I tell you, where I found all these things, go to reach there, because I know you, my brother. It is very difficult. Njia imejaa mambo mengi ambazo ni block. Na ninajua utaanguka kwa mitego. And so, the man told him, I must go. Akamwambia my brother, tafadhali nikugawie. Akamwambia, ni mifu uko naye. Let me go. Na akamwambia, sawa, ndugu yangu. Nataka unisikia. Waendelee na safari yako. Na ndugu akatoka akaenda. Ya kwanza akakutana na nyama ambazo zinajipika. Sikamwambia tupike kule moja. Alikaa chini na akaendelea akapika. Na akakula. Akaenda akikutana na zote na akakula kila kitu hapa akafanya kila kitu. Alipofika kwa Mungu akaambiwa the same question. Utalala nyumba ya wasichana au ya viroboto? Akamwambia kwa nini kuna wazimu? Naweza je lala kwa nyumba ya viroboto kikiwa na nyumba ya wasichana? Na lala kwa nyumba ya wasichana. Na akapewa ya viroboto. Viroboto the whole night. Asubuhi akaamka. Alipoamka, sasa vile utafanya kama hapa. Alipokata, swala zikitoka, zebras, wanyama wale wote wa msituni zikatoka. Sasa huyu mwanaume alilia na alirudi nyumbani akiwa hana kitu. I want to talk about
anataka kutoa Isa?
Israel. Jacob was Israel, okay? His name was Jacob, but God changed his name to Israel. And so his son was Joseph. And Joseph was the youngest son who he got in his own age. And so he loved him so much. He loved him so much. And because of that, his brothers were against him. All they hated him because of how the father loved him. And so the story of Joseph was given. And in verse 5, Joseph, the Bible says, Joseph had a dream. And when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of corn out in the field, when suddenly my sheaves rose and stood upright. While your sheaves gathered round mine and bowed down to it. That's Genesis 37 from verse 5, but we read from verse 1. His brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Dream in a woman and a challenge. Dream in a woman and a opposition. And you see the brothers to Joseph, they opposite the dream of Joseph. And the dream was God given. It was God who was showing Joseph that one time, one day, he will become a ruler. And he will rule over his parents and his brothers. And he shared the dream, thinking his brothers will positively receive or respond positively about his dream. Sometimes you will find yourself, you have a dream. But you try to share to your friend is so much against the dream. Not everyone will receive the dream positively. Because the dream has opposition. It must have opposition. The dream must have opposition. And so the brothers were so much bitter to Joseph because of his dream. And the Bible continues saying that then he had another dream, the second one. And he told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream. And this time, the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
Because of the dream you have,
against the dream. Who are killers because of the dream of Joseph. Again, we find betrayal. The brothers betraying Joseph. And even Joseph, at first, you will see he was betraying his brothers because he was giving his father a negative information about the brothers. So you see, when Joseph starts on that, you find him also is a betrayer.
Yeah. And so Joseph did his work perfectly in the house of Potiphar. But a woman desired Joseph, and she wanted to sleep with this boy. And so he went to him and approached him and told him whatever she wanted to tell him. When you read in chapter 39. And so Joseph refused to sleep with the woman because he knew his dream. He knew his dream. And he was protecting his dream. Again, and
drought there, a lot of drought, he has. And so
They never noticed the word. And even the father was cheated back, Joseph died. Alikuliwa na wanyama. Na baba yake akapelekewa ile koti alikuwa amemtengenezea akala mzuri. Akaambiwa unaona waliweka waliua mbuzi, wakatupukiza kwa damu ya mbuzi. Wakamwambia unaona wanyama wamemaliza mtoto wake. So even the father thought Joseph was dying. I want to tell you our youth. There are so many obstacles on the way.
Do you think a person who sleeps
maybe wakina Mary ndio wametoka. So unaona? Najua sikini ni kwa miaka ngapi, lakini naona hapo mbele yangu. So tuko karibu. Tuko karibu kutoka kwa youth. Unaona sasa? Yaani nikaanza wewe nitoka hapa. Mimi ndio niko hapo. Ninawaambia na youth wangu, we are still there. Maana kama tumetoka kwa youth ni kidogo tu, miaka kidogo tu mbele. Sawa sawa? So we are still there. So niko kwa right group. Enye nitaweza waongelesha. Because naweza nipea kaitambo kangu kidogo. Sawa sawa? Aisa ninafikiri kuna siku walikuwa kwetu when I was given my testimony. And so unafikiri ukilala utaachieve your goal? Will you achieve your goal? You must work hard. You must work hard.
Imagine it's time.
tumeiva. Wakati tumeiva. Wacha tuive. Tukiiva ama kukiiva, tutakuja mbele ya kanisa na tuwalete na tuwabariki. Sawa sawa. Na tuwafanye nini? Tuwabariki.
Unafanya kila kitu ile unataka because umejinyima vitu vingine zote katika hii dunia.
position one time. And when you turn to them on Facebook, you'll find them telling me you are our mentor. Because many of them graduated. Many of them, they are in better positions right now. Many of them, they are people of risk. One is a respective one. Unaona, that's what I've come to tell us as youth. Kwamba, hakuna mtu anaheshimu ule mtu ambaye hajiheshimu. Unafikiri kuna mtu anakuheshimu kama wewe mwenyewe hujiheshimu? Kunayo? Youth, let us talk. Kuna mtu anakuheshimu ukiwa hujiheshimu mwenyewe? Please, let us respect ourselves. Let us respect our bodies. Let us respect one another. Let us respect our dreams so that we may achieve them. Tujinyime, my dear brothers and sisters. Tujinyime, ili tuweze kufurahia baadaye. Let the word of God be your light. Let the word of God be your lamp, the lamp of your feet. Wherever you are walking, wherever you are going, let the word of God guide you. Let the word of God assure you the way. When you read the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk 3, I'm concluding. Habakkuk 3, I'm concluding. Habakkuk 2, not 3. Habakkuk 2, the Lord's answer. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It is peace of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Sometimes, tunangoja yale dreams zetu yatimie. Mambo yanakuwa mengi sana katika dunia. Wengine wanataka kusoma lakini school fees inakuwa stress. Wengine wanataka kusoma lakini hakuna mtu wa kuwasomesha. Wengine wanataka kuachieve their dreams lakini unakuta kuna mambo challenges ambazo zinakublock. Mungu, Biblia inatuambia kwamba Mungu amemwambia hapo, write down the revelation on the tablets and make it plain on the tablets. The vision, hii nasema revelation, the vision will come. Even if it will time, but it will come at a point at time. It will come at a point at time. It will be expression. Hiyo ambayo unataka kutimiza, kufikia maishani. Hiyo ambayo unataka kutimiza. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, it will come at a point at time. Give it time. Pray about it. Be patient. Don't rush. Sipati mtu akuvunje moyo, akwambie haiwezekani. There is nothing impossible in this world. Nothing impossible. Nothing impossible. As I conclude, let me share a bit of my testimony. I told you I'm coming from the Maasai tribe. The tribe that they don't value education. There before, I think nowadays is better. And so when I completed my class 8, I was told no more education, no school ahead. Umemaliza, umesoma sana. And so hakuna kusoma. And so nilikuwa na vision. Then nilisema at a point in time it must come. Even if it will take how many years, I know what I will live one day. Najikuta nimeketi kwa darasa na nitasoma maana nataka kusoma. And so, do you know how many years I stayed at home? Aiza kamashia, ukiwa kwa dunia kitu mako, wakati mkubwa na get together. I think I don't know. But I stayed at home for 6 good years bila kuingia high school. Bila kwenda high school. I stayed at home for 6 good years. Ujanipata nikiwa na kitu sijui tunaita boyfriend. Si kwamba wakuwa they were so many, but hawawezi fanya dreams yangu itimie. Si kupata mtoto, maana sasa kama sina boyfriend sitapata mtoto. Nilijinyima. There are so many insults. kusoma na kila kitu ile wanataka kuniita. But I never put my mind there because I was focused. I have a dream and I must achieve that dream. And so, one time, my God came. And he didn't fully assure I was a teacher, but I was a classmate to give up. And now I'm a living in preschool. And for that, I was a boss of myself. I'm telling you, when you are focused, I'm going to put my bag at a minimum of the key. And so, nikakaa nikisomesha. Nikajiwa na project ingine, so niko na kazi mbili. Nikawa part-time teacher. So niko na kazi ya kufanya weekdays na ya kufanya weekend, Saturdays. And so I continued praying my God and denying myself anything that I know it will be a block to my dream. One time, I found my God came coming. And I found myself in form one. Nilienda form one, mpaka form four. Nilienda form one, mpaka form four. Na nikamaliza. Kulikuwa na milima na makonde, but I denied myself kila kitu ambayo inawezekana nilikuwa na right ya kufanya na ama ya kukula kila kitu ninataka kukula ama kufanya, but I denied myself. That's why I'm telling you, there's nothing is impossible. Nilienda mpaka hiyo, na nilipomaliza nikaenda kwa so I'm telling you, the vision will be made for its time. And it will come to be accomplished when the design comes. Now, unajua ni nani alinisomesha? Ni bishop wetu, Timothy Lange. I didn't know him. I was from Kajiado Diocese. But I found God in his own ways. I found myself there. I'm telling you, there is nothing impossible. Ni nini hiyo umeshindwa kuachieve? Unafikiri solution ni kujihami? Our youth. Do you think kujihami ndio umesolve problem? Ni tuongee. Let us speak. Because hizo ndio vitu tunakutana nazo. Do you think kujihami ndio solving our problems? Tutapitia mengi. Na tutapatana na mengi maana tuko katika dunia. Lakini, hebu tusisolve problem kwa njia ya kujiua. Hebu tusisolve problem kwa kuuana. Fikiri kana namba. Hiyo ni dhambi mbele ya Mwenyezi Mungu. Wacha tungoje time ya kitu ya ile vision yetu ifike. And let us work for it until we find ourselves. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Hatuwezi kushana. Hatuwezi kushana my sisters. Atuseme ni lazima niwe na mali kama huyu. Ama ni lazima nisome kama huyu. Hebu angalia your background. And angalia your family. Adi epo kukufikisha mahali mtu mwingine amefika. Usiwahi jitoshanisha na mtu mwingine. You are yourself and you are unique in your own ways. Amwezi kuwa number one, all of you, baby girl mwenye amemaliza shule. Huwezi kuwa number one kama ule mwingine. You must be yourself.
You must understand yourself as a youth. You are different. And
you are special in your life. You are special in your life. You see, there are words you said that me was about to be useless. What are you going to be? Man, you are useless. You are not useless. You are special. You are special. Eh? Our dear sisters, you see, you are misused. And was about to be you are not aware. Who am I?
May God bless us, may God be with you, may God enable you, the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.